At 76, most of us would be happy to still be able to pursue one passion. But not Frank Pover. This blues musician is juggling his love of music with his love of newspapers.
I was bored and I hated being retired. I was still working part-time for myself, but and it was just an opportunity for me. I didn't have to think very long when I was offered the job.
Hello, I'm Michael Kavner. I'm in Bourke in the far northwest of New South Wales, where Frank is the editor of the local Western Herald, a privately owned weekly newspaper that's been in print since 1887. Frank had come to Bourke with his trusty guitar 12 months ago to play at a local festival. The visit coincided with the then long-time managing editor of the paper calling it a day, and Frank was offered the job. He's been in the town ever since.
First, you've got to get the respect of the people that you're writing for or that you're producing a newspaper for, and you've got to ignore a lot of what you think you know about places and actually get to know them. But Bourke's been really nice to me, despite all the bad press it gets from time to time, and I'd like to say I've lived in far worse places than Bourke, and a lot of them have been a damn sight bigger. You don't know what you're stepping into, but Bourke itself soon put me at ease. Nobody took much notice of me, really, which is a really good thing. I don't know, I've always been an optimist, I think. I get accused occasionally of being a miserable old coot, but I am basically an optimist, and I think the best of everything and everybody until they prove otherwise.
A lot has changed in the newspaper world since Frank first started out in the commercial printing business. He's now surrounded by a bank of three computer screens in his tiny office.
Well, as an old-time compositor, as a typesetter's used to be called, computerised typesetting has allowed us to do things we could only dream of, you know, 50 years ago or more. Even though I've been at it, this branch of the industry for years now, it still never ceases to amaze me that I can set up colour pages here and send them to where they're printed, which is Tamworth now, send them to where they're printed overnight by email, and the paper's back here on the truck next morning in colour, for less money than it would have cost to do it 50 years ago.
Now, we're talking about high technology, but interesting enough, this morning, there's been a stream of people coming in, and they don't trust technology.
No, and funnily enough, I don't either. I'm lousy at maths, but when I do something on a calculator, I always check the figures afterwards.
And so the people coming in today, why?
Because it's the newspaper. We have the little bench you can see out there. We put papers on there as soon as we've got the first off the truck. And it's a tradition among, especially among older people, is they get their paper direct from the office rather than the news agent. It's just a thing that they do. And I think it's quite charming, actually.
Now, here you are in a building that's well over a century
old.
You're surrounded, though, by three computer screens, and you're very comfortable. I've been watching you, you're very comfortable with the technology. You've got a Facebook page. Can you see a paper like this having to go down the digital path to survive?
Yes, and half, because until things change, until the generations turn over completely, there's still a generation of people in Bourke, in Australia, that likes to read their news in a paper. They haven't got the patience to sit at a screen and scroll through pages. And as you're probably aware yourself, with books and newspapers, there's just something about being able to turn pages over and read them and flip a page back and go back and check on something you've just read. But we will have to eventually, and we're moving towards that way, at least go partly digital. We're in the process now of organising ourselves to get a web presence, and apart from Facebook. And it's something I don't particularly want to do, but I have to read newspapers online myself now, so it's going to come eventually.
When Frank's not reading newspapers, he's playing his beloved guitar. He's something of a legend in the Australian blues music scene, having been playing since the 50s.
I'm not the best blues guitarist in Australia. There's people a lot better than me, I can tell you. But I'm quite respected by my peers, and there's not many of my peers left now. We're all getting old. But the ones that are left, because I was, well, I'm thought to be the first person that publicly performed traditional blues. This is going back to the very early 50s, completely by accident. It's a long story that it's all in the National Library. And I've never bothered to commercialise myself, and I've never bothered to put on an American accent when I sing them because I just love the music. I've never had a record collection. I'd hear something on a 78 or an LP, and I'd hold it in my mind and go home and practice it. It'd get changed. So I've got this huge repertoire, and the original singers of most of the songs wouldn't recognise them, but they're still there in my head, you know.